Always a pleasure when we get to talk NFL with our next guest, Steve Weich, the NFL Network's chief national reporter who joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Steve, welcome back to the show. Thanks for making time for us today. We appreciate it.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
You know, 2 weeks of a season is not even one-eighth of the schedule now with a 17-game schedule for everybody, but you start to notice some trends and things. You know, what has stood out to you through 2 weeks, maybe as a pleasant surprise and maybe on the other end of it as an unpleasant or negative surprise?
Well, I mean, I think you have to look at some of the unbeaten teams. You know, you look at Atlanta, you look at Washington. I think they're 2-0. You look at some of those teams. Okay, the Buccaneers wasn't quite expecting that. You know, the schedules are going to get tougher, and maybe things change from there. But I think those are some of the pleasant surprises, especially the way their defenses are playing and they're utilizing the run game. You know, we all thought that run game was gone by the way of the dinosaur. Uh-huh. And then, you know, some of the other things, of course, some of the injuries, Aaron Rodgers, Nick Chubb, how those can impact those teams. And I tell you what, I was at the Niners-Rams game last weekend, and the Rams guys might end up being a little bit better than we thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of guys we don't know, but man, they are functioning at a very high level. They lost that game, but Matthew Stafford looks better than I've seen him in years.
You can't stop Puka Nacua, can you, Steve?
No.
I mean, come on.
Can't do it.
No, you really can't.
And hey, they lost that game, Steve, but they didn't lose against the spread.
Well, yeah. All right, let's talk about the Cardinals a bit, because the hiring of Jonathan Gannon created a lot of skepticism. It cost the Cardinals draft capital with tampering charges on the GM. And Philadelphia Eagle fans still cannot stand the guy. Yet through two games, things look better here than we thought they were going to look. What do you think of the Cardinals so far?
Yeah, I mean, look, they are competitive, and you know, and you know, we can talk schemes and all that, but when you have guys come out who don't have the talent of other teams, but they compete, that's believing in your coaching staff, right? That's trusting that what they're telling you is going to work. You know, who thought Josh Dobbs would be as efficient as he is? I mean, he's played pretty well. James Conner's run the ball well. I mean, they've just been snake bitten by second halves, right? They just have not held up in either game in the second halves. And that tends to happen to teams that just don't have the playmakers that other teams do. But I think otherwise, you know, they are kind of a surprising team just in terms of the discipline, the way they've played, mm-hmm. and the fact that they've made two teams really work to beat them.
Steve Weich, our guest here on the Arizona Sports Line. Steve, host of the NFL Report, along with James Palmer. It streams Monday and Thursday at 4:15 Arizona time on the NFL Channel, available on the NFL app. You know, along those lines with the Cardinals, Steve, and I agree, they've been a lot more competitive than I thought they would be. And there's an argument to be made that they could be 2-0. But my concern moving forward is the schedule gets tougher now, and they haven't been rewarded but with that carrot of a win yet. And I wonder how that affects a team that realistically is not going to win many games this season. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, like I said, schedule. I mean, they got the Cowboys this week, right?
Yeah, and then San Francisco next week.
Yeah, have fun with that. I mean, if you think you played some good defenses already, it's about to get real, because the Cowboys are just absolutely phenomenal, and the Niners defense, it is what it is. And, you know, Nick Bosa is real close to being in playing shape. So, you know, like I said, it gets tougher. And losing wears you down. I mean, you can stay as competitive and play your heart out, but when you continue to lose, that's where the coaching staff has got to say, look, guys, we're going through it, but you got to believe. We're almost there. We're almost there. Right? You've got to keep the belief that for 17 games, you gotta hang in there, because the second you lose that belief, then that's when things get sideways. So, you know, so far from what we've seen in the Cardinals, the guys are bought in, and I think that's a really good sign for Jonathan Gannon and the staff. But losing does compound a lot of things. You'll have players, well, how come I'm in there since he's not performing well? Or I'm not in there if this guy's not performing. Things like that. You have to prevent that type of backbiting and that losing offense.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, that's going to be a tough needle to thread. All right, so Kyler Murray posted on Instagram or TikTok yesterday that he expects to be back soon, and he claims he's not going to let anybody who believed in him down. I think the comments are significant because it doesn't sound like he's apprehensive to get back on a football field after that knee injury, his first major injury of his career. What do you think of his chances of getting back and being a franchise guy in the NFL?
You know, I don't know when he's going to get back. I just don't know his health status, and I hate talking about that. I love Kyler did that because, guys, you've been around sports long enough. Nothing pains an athlete more than missing games, especially when it's something out of their control, like rehabbing from an injury. So they're always going to work harder to get back. And you know, if he's able to get back a little sooner, you know, they're going to get him on the field. I know that's going to crush the people who want to say, well, the Cardinals would lose as much as they want so they can get the number one overall pick. But if you're Kyler, you want to squash that talk. You want to get back there and make this staff that has no ties to you believe that you're the guy. And so, it's really hard to predict the future. But if he comes back and he's healthy, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to make the Cardinals win because they don't have a ton of playmakers around him. But if he can show the staff that this is, you know, he's the guy they roll with, then they can use that money or draft capital to build up other need areas, which will continue to show themselves throughout the season. And it's a lot easier to build when you have a quarterback than when you don't.
Steve Wyche, NFL Network's chief national reporter, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Through 2 weeks, some pretty good, seemingly pretty good teams are 0-2, Steve. Cincinnati, Minnesota, the Chargers. Of those three teams, who should be the most worried about losing a third this weekend?
Well, the Chargers play the Vikings, so.
Yeah, one of them's going to get a win.
It seems to me that I would say the Vikings. Mm-hmm. I think the Chargers are close, you know. Their defense, but good grief. I mean, they've got, I didn't realize this, guys. They've got more than $100 million in cap space dedicated to their defense, and they can't stop people on the deep ball. they've given up more than 30-yard plus passes more than any team in the NFL. And they've got a lot of money, you know, paid to that secondary. So I would say the Vikings, though, are probably the most prone. You know, they're turning the ball over. They got 7 giveaways in 2 games. You know, even if they buckle that up, I don't know if they've got the horses to run with the Chargers, but they got one, and that's Jefferson, wide receiver. And the way Tyreek Hill and Treylon Burks got behind that secondary, they may have options. I think Cincinnati, you know, they need to be concerned with this Burrow thing. But if it looks, I don't know if he's going to play Monday. It looks like he might. But if he gets through that, you know, I think they're going to turn things around. They're an incredibly talented team.
All right, lastly, I want to get more of your insight on the Los Angeles Rams, because when I heard in the offseason that Matthew Stafford wasn't vibing with these young kids, I thought, okay, this thing is coming to a crashing end, and yet they have been surprisingly into it and energetic. What did I get wrong? What did we get wrong about the Rams?
Well, I mean, I think everyone thought because we didn't recognize anybody on their team. I mean, their defense, other than Aaron Donald, seriously, you can't name too many guys on their defense. They traded away Jalen Ramsey. Bobby Wagner was let go. I mean, you know, Leonard Floyd was let go. So I think that was part of it. And these guys fly around. I still don't know if, other than Donald, if they've got a guy who can win to get to the quarterback. But at the other levels, they've got young guys flying around. And then offensively, I'm telling you, when I saw Stafford, I'm like, he looks like he's 25 years old. And this is with Nick Bosa breathing down his neck. This kid, Puka Nacua, he's real. Like, he's real. In the first half, the 49ers players were telling me they played zone, so he was kind of busting, hitting the seams and everything. So they said, we got to pressure him and really get in his face. He had 8 catches in the second half after having 7 in the first half. You know, he's a bigger guy who can run with great hands. And right now he's playing that Cooper Kupp role where he motions. Sometimes he lines up as a flanker and he's blocking the defensive end. So when Kupp comes back in a couple weeks, they're going to have a nice tandem.
Yeah.
And then the running back, Kyren Williams, who's replacing Cam Akers, you know, he's just a dude who finishes runs like Marshawn Lynch. So They've got a different type of something that they're doing, but the attitude that they're playing with, and Matthew Stafford, they're going to be in a lot more games than we thought they were going to be.
Yeah. Steve.